You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating. Jared here. You probably know that already. Joined by Dean Unglert. You probably knew that already as well. What you might not have known is that Annalise is back with us. Annalise, I was just explaining Puccini.
Thank you. Yes,
it's
you
so
got
bad.
It.
I just blame Rhode Island public school systems. Anyway, we have two very special guests that are going to be with us right off the bat from the HBO Max show, My Mom, Your Dad, which is like the best name ever. Karen Larea and Brianna Simone. Brianna, Karen, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Of course. Where are you guys? Where are you guys Zooming from?
We're in sunny Miami, Florida.
Oh, nice.
Very jealous.
This is a peek into the future. In 20 years, Jared's going to be on a TV show called Your Dad, My Mom.
Something changed. Hopefully not.
I think his wife wants that.
No, I don't think so either.
Right. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. So I have yet to really dive into My Mom, Your Dad, the TV show on HBO Max. But can you guys kind of give us like fill us in on what's going on with the TV show. I read like the, you know, the synopsis, but I want to hear it from your perspective.
All right. Well, the TV show is basically our college age children nominate us to try to find a second chance at love. And we get whisked away and we go into this second chance retreat. And kind of it's like, you know, kind of like what you guys said. Hey, hi, how are you? We're living together. And basically the parents are trying to find love, but we don't know at all that our children are down the street in another house. We knew they were going to be in another house, but we thought that they were going to be, you know, creating content for social media, telling the dating consultants, you know, things that we like and what we like for dates. And actually they ended up being the dating consultants and they were pulling and manipulating all the strings. So either they would sabotage dates, make dates happen, set us up with different people. And we don't find this out at all until we leave the retreat. So this whole time we have no idea. They're watching us 24/7.
Okay.
And you know, we're a little different with people that we date than our children.
Of course. That was my next question.
Yeah. So I was going to say, Brianna, how was it watching your mom date?
Well, I think before we get to that question, we have to at least make it clear. If I heard you correctly, Brianna was the reason that you were on the show in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Brianna came to me. Yep. And she said, Mom, she saw the show on social media. I think it was like on Instagram. I want to do this show. Let's sign up for it. You know, let's see. You tried all kinds of dating. And I was like, you know what? That's probably fraud. I don't even want to go there. I'm like, it's probably not even legit. And she's like, come on, Mom. And I said, you know what? Go ahead, send it. Anyways, if it's legit, we're not going to get picked.
Yeah.
So we got picked.
So I think that's an important distinction to make before we hear from Brianna, because everything that you see your mom do, you kind of have to go like realize that you set this up for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole time we were sitting there and I was like,
we're watching our parents, and we're all sitting there like, we don't want to watch our parents make out with each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, the producer's sitting there like, yeah, but this is what you signed up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't really have a choice.
Nice.
But it was awkward. It was definitely really awkward.
Well, so to Jared's question, then, what was it like kind of pulling the strings behind the scenes?
It was fun pulling the strings because it was like so powerful. We just wanted to mess with our parents and let them go on dates that are going to get them out of their comfort zone and stuff that they usually wouldn't do on dates.
Mm-hmm.
But then you watch it and then like, you're just like, wow, I'm watching my mom date and she has absolutely no clue that I'm watching.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's a different person when I'm not around.
So that's what I was going to say is how different did you feel like your mom was watching her date versus just like how she is or how you thought she, because I know my mom's always like, you have no game. And I'm like, you have no idea what I'm like when I'm like trying to pick up someone. So how different was it?
It was very different. I mean, you always see your mom in this parenting light. They're taking care of you. They're driving you to school and whatnot. And then I'm watching her date just like me. And I'm like, do I look like that cringy?
I think the answer to that is yes, probably. But we all do. That's part of dating is you get a little cringy, especially to the third party perspective.
Yeah. And hair flipping. So
yeah, exactly. Brianna, I got to ask then, what was the reason for you wanting to nominate your mom for the show or like getting her involved in the show?
I mean, my mom just doesn't have the best luck with dating.
Uh-huh.
And she just never really listens to me. So I was like a TV network will help me get her to listen to me.
And okay.
I mean, I just found it on Instagram. And I was like, this might be legit, but it might not be, but I'm just going to sign up for it.
So Karen, how does it feel hearing your daughter say that you don't have the best luck? Do you agree with her or are you kind of like, well?
I absolutely agree. It's been 8 years since I've been divorced.
Okay.
And here I am single. I don't make the best choices sometimes, the majority of the time. And that's why I'm here or why I was on this dating show.
So, were you dating during those 8 years or were you kind of like,
no,
sitting...
Dating. Yeah.
Okay. So dating, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah, putting myself out there, dating, healing, being in relationships,
with the wrong people.
With the wrong people, absolutely. Getting crushed, getting okay, then getting crushed, and then, you know, wrong people, wrong. Just, yeah. Not good choices.
Brianna, it seems like you guys are obviously very, very close. How much did you feel like you, because watching your mom date over the last 8 years, did you feel like, I know what she needs. I know what she wants. Like, did you feel like when you were in the power position watching that you were like, that could be the person for her. Like, did you feel like you knew what was best for her?
I mean, that not to sound cocky, but like, yeah, I definitely know best for her. I've watched her through. I mean, I've watched her with my dad and then also past my dad. And it's just, I feel like I know what she needs and she just needs to listen to me. And like, you'll see in the show, she doesn't even listen to me in the show sometimes. So, and she didn't even know it was me. So,
I mean, I have a mom who I was like a single child parent situation for a long time. So I saw my mom date all the time. And if we would have had this show, oh my gosh, it would have been wild. Cause I remember she'd come back and I'm like, oh, he's awful. You shouldn't date him. And you know, you're totally watching it. And you I feel like that mother daughter bond, you sort of know, like, I want to see you with this type of person, or this would be good for you now, you know? So, I think it's so cool, but I know it would have been crazy for me. So I give you guys kudos for doing this. I can't imagine how like cringy it was, but also how kind of cool to like be a part of that.
Yeah. And so she says that I date, that I put blinders on and I have tunnel vision. And I tell her it's different dating in your 20s where you want to date 4 and 5 people. Mm-hmm. When you're in your 40s, I'm like, I need to focus. Like if I like him and we're passed on date 2, that's who I'm going to date. I can't be dating 3 guys at the same time. That's just not, it's not my generation. It's just not me personally. So she's like, you get tunnel vision and you get focused on one person. I'm like, it's just not, there's a different dating when you're in your 20s versus when you're in your 40s and you have all this baggage.
Karen, did your ex know that you were going on the show?
He did not know I was going on the show.
Oh,
What? I saw a reaction out of the two of you. Why the reaction?
I mean, it was just really funny because he had absolutely no clue, and I have a difficult relationship with my father, so mm-hmm. He didn't even know from me. So actually, my brother is the one who showed him. He was like, oh, remember when mommy and my sister went to LA to go work? Well, they went on a show and then like pressed play. And then wow. My mom went across the screen and was like, hey. And my brother was like texting me, like live texting me. And he was like, I just did this. And I was like, yeah, you did not just do that. Those are my kids.
Well, I mean, he was going to find out sooner or later.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And honestly, it's been 8 years. Is it really his business?
Right. Right.
No.
Did he reach out to you or anything at all?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Really? Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I did get the intel that he sat there and watched the whole season, though.
Nice. That's funny.
I mean, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah.
I would have done the exact same thing. I would have watched.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have.
Oh, that's what I said. I would have totally done it, too. I would have sat there and watched the whole thing. If it was like an ex-husband with kids, okay, yeah. If it was just like some random ex-boyfriend, no. But if it was like I was married with kids, I would sit down and I'd watch my
Well, especially your daughter's on it. You know, you were on it and pulling the strings. That's big.
But I'm sure he was curious, like what you guys talked about, what you share. Yeah. Are you guys like in your relationship on the show? So I guess you don't really talk to each other on the show, right? Because you don't even know that your daughter is there. But outside of the show, are you guys like really open about like sex and dating, like with both of you?
We're open with dating. Mm-hmm. I think that just because the way that she was raised, she's not pretty open about like the whole like details thing and like sex thing, because my mom grew up in a Latin household. That's not what you do.
Catholic Latina household.
So that's not what you do. So she's not used to that. So then I'm not comfortable going to her about that. But like if I'm dating somewhere, I'm interested in someone, I'll definitely go to her, but I'm not gonna get into the nitty gritty details.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So now that, Brianna, now that you have set up Karen on a date, quote unquote, how does that play back to you? Karen, are you setting her up on dates? Are you more involved in her dating life now?
She's not allowed. She will like even show me. She's like, oh my God, isn't that boy so cute? And I'm like, are you blind? Listen, I'm guilty of being like at restaurants or something and I see a kid and I'm just like, I have a daughter. And she's like, I'm going to kill you.
But here's my thing. Don't you think, Brianna, don't you think that since you put her in that situation, she's allowed to put you in a similar situation at least once or twice just to see how it works out?
Oh, I like you.
Could be good.
I think you owe that to her just at least a little bit.
I mean, like, I'll do it once, but, like, I mean, she doesn't have great taste for herself, so I mean, how can I pick someone for me?
Right.
A lot of times we're better at, like, giving advice to other people than taking our own, so maybe she'd be good.
I know. You hit the nail right there. And we're great at giving advice to other people, but we don't take it ourselves.
Yeah. I give her all advice, but I don't take my own advice.
Isn't that funny how that works out? Because I feel like it's just so true. Okay, so you guys, so just to reiterate to our listeners out there, the show is called My Mom, Your Dad, streaming on HBO Max. It sounds like all of the episodes are already out there on HBO Max, right?
Yes.
They're all out.
So if we were to binge it today, what would we see? I mean, obviously don't spoil anything for us, but like give us like some of the nitty gritty, you know, like what we can expect when we start watching it.
You're going to see a lot of cringiness.
Of course. That's what we tune in for is the cringiness, of course.
Of course. You're going to see the parents get messed with a lot on their dates, and it's pretty hysterical. I remember sitting in the house just watching it, and we were just crying laughing because of, like, the things that just they would come up with for us meddling with our parents. It was really hysterical, and it's all genuine, too, and I reality shows, you're like, yeah, it's probably kind of fake, but genuinely, this really, you can't really tell like 40 and 50 year olds what to do. And then like us kids are kind of just sitting there like, we're just here to mess with our parents. Yeah. So it was fun.
Brianna, I got to ask then, what was your main goal out of the show? Was it to mess with your mom or was it to find her a partner?
I mean,
what was like more important, you think?
I mean, like I definitely was trying to find her someone or at least get her to open up her options. But I mean, once I got there and I learned that I had this power, I was like, I'm going to mess with her. And I did. So you'll have to watch out for that in the show because I mess with her pretty good.
And they didn't find out. Going in, they had no clue that they were going to have this power over us. They found out once they were at their own house. So they had no clue at that point, you know, and for the parents, there was for us a lot of heartfelt moments, a lot of emotional moments, you know, some digging in deep. Emotional moments as well, some sweet moments, obviously some falling for each other moments. There's some shocking moments that happen in the series. So
some crying,
a lot of crying,
probably lots of crying. Well, I gotta say, you give any child even a small sliver of power over their parent, and they're going to squeeze every ounce that they can out of that. So I can't blame you, Brianna, not at all. So does the show end well for you? Again, no spoilers, but does it end well to the, maybe like, are you happy that you did the show at all?
I'm absolutely happy that we did the show. Okay. Definitely need the viewers to watch all the way through.
We're gonna. Okay. Yeah,
there's some great moments in there.
Nice.
What is the biggest thing each of you learned about yourselves or each other?
I mean, for myself, I really learned to be more vulnerable, which I have a lot of hard. It's really hard for me to be vulnerable from being hurt so much and putting my walls down. And that for myself, I learned. And for you?
I think being in a house full of kids that also have gone through the same experiences and watching their parents who've also gone through the same or similar-ish experiences of going through a divorce with kids and being a single parent and being part of a single parent household and watching your parents go through divorce, I think that really brought us together, because there were moments that we would sit there and we would get really deep into each other and the trauma that being through a divorce does bring for kids. I think that brought us way closer than if it wasn't about our single parents. If you just threw the same group of kids, I think we probably wouldn't have gotten as close if it wasn't for that similar instance that we all went through.
Yeah, it's definitely helps when you can bond over like a shared experience, whether it's positive or negative. But was there any sparks or love connection among the kids in like the producer room?
There was some love connections.
Okay.
For the kids. Not for me personally.
Okay.
I did go on the show with a boyfriend, but I am single now. Mm-hmm. So that's done with. But
are you letting America know that you're single?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, all of America does listen to this podcast, so it's good to know Brianna's single. Is it because of the show, or is it just something else?
No, you have to learn that you are worth more than some things that people give you.
Well, I've got a favor to ask of you. Next time your mother tries to set you up with a cute young man, maybe just humor her for a little bit, you know?
Yes, I'll try.
That's all we can ask is just try at least a little bit. Well, great. So you guys, listeners, My Mom, Your Dad, now streaming on HBO Max. Karen and Brianna, thank you guys so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. It sounds hilarious. It sounds tear-jerking. My girlfriend is a sucker for reality TV shows, and this sounds like definitely something we're all going to binge probably within a couple of days. So awesome. We're excited to watch. We're excited to watch your love story unfold, Karen.
I can't wait for you guys to watch it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. Thank you guys.
Well, yeah, of course. Absolutely. Nice meeting you. We'll see you next time. For the sequel, when it's I guess what would we name it? My kid, your kid, I guess.
My dad, your mom.
or Karen setting up Brianna.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to be the kid centric show.
My daughter, your son. My kid, yeah.
My daughter, your son. Brianna's got it. She's got it up here. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We hope to hear from you again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. See ya.
Bye.
You know, I was thinking as a. I would love to see that show, but from the perspective of an overprotective father, and the show title would be My Daughter, Your Son, ... dies.
Or My Daughter, My Shotgun. I don't know, something like that. Well, we're going to take one quick break, I think, and then we're going to get right back to it. So stay tuned through this break.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. And I just got to get out with it and say, I feel bad. I feel guilty. I feel like I withheld everyone's favorite part of this podcast on last episode because we didn't get to the emails. So bonus segment, we are going to get to one email before we say goodbye. So I think Easton's out there. Easton, will you read an email for us?
I am out here and I'd love to read an email.
And Easton's blurred background.
Yeah.
Okay. For all the listeners out there, Easton,
what is this? He's got it on portrait mode or something like that.
He said his room's messy.
Oh my gosh.
This is, of course, I gotta see this. How messy is this room?
I know, we gotta see it. It makes us more curious.
Come on, everybody's listening to the podcast. No one's gonna see this.
Okay. Except for us. For everyone listening at home, I'm gonna unblur my background.
Oh, it's
that's a day bed that is unmade. There's a closet that is slightly open. There's a box back there.
Oh my god,
it's hideous.
My wife's gonna kill me.
Put the blur
if she
back on. I don't know if my eyes can take it anymore.
We can't handle this anymore. Put the blur on.
I'm in Carrie Bradshaw's apartment now. Oh my goodness, look at that. And that is where I shall remain. Okay.
Before you read the email, have you been watching the new Sex and the City?
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
Give me 15 seconds of your thoughts.
It's an abomination. It shouldn't exist. It's horrible. It's the worst thing that's ever been committed to television.
Is that the truth?
Because Kaylin's been watching it too.
I'd love to talk to Kaylin about it. If she likes it, I think that's grounds to have her committed. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, maybe one of these days we can get her on. You guys can talk about it.
Wow. All right, cool. Let's get into the email. I'm so glad you expressed that.
I've been texting Ashley quite a bit about it, and she's on the same page.
Yeah, she's not happy.
Yeah. Anyway, this is from Anonymous. I have been dating my girlfriend for only 6 months. It is a super new relationship, but so far things are going great. Over the holidays, I was over at her parents' house in Oregon. My girlfriend and I left the house to go grab coffee one morning, but I forgot my phone inside, so I ran back into the house to grab it. Obviously, her dad didn't know I came back into the house, and I overheard him on the phone in the living room talking to someone, and he said, "My wife won't be home from the 3rd to the 5th, so come over then. I miss you."
Oh, man.
It sounds bad, but I don't want to jump to any conclusions. Should I bring this up to my girlfriend? I don't even know what I would say, and I don't want her to think I'm accusing her dad of something if I'm mistaken. Maybe I would feel more comfortable if we'd been dating for longer, but I guess if she were in my shoes, I would want her to tell me. I'm stuck. What should I do?
Ooh, scary. Well, firstly, don't jump to conclusions because I tell my friends I miss them all the time. And whenever Kaylin's out of town, I always tell them to come over and hang out with me. I just wanted to preface with that, but I would love to hear your guys' opinions first.
I was actually thinking the same thing. And I was like, okay, the hopeful version of me is like, maybe it's a friend, somebody they haven't seen in a while. And it's like, oh, this would be a great time to catch up. But you know, if we're going to go the alternate route, that it is something a little bit more scandalous. It's gotta be dealt with like super lightly. And I think the right thing to do would be to say something. I think like it all just comes down to now, like how it's said. And I got to think about that. So somebody else talk. I'm not sure how I would say it.
This reminds me of a little movie called Meet the Parents, where Ben Stiller sees Robert De Niro outside the grocery store talking to a very sketchy man. And then he hears him on the phone talking about something called Operation Kosamui. And so Ben Stiller is convinced that he's back in the CIA, but then ends up finding out that it was actually a surprise honeymoon trip for his daughter. And that was his real estate agent that he met outside. And Koh Samui is an island off the coast of like Costa Rica or something. So my point is, don't jump to conclusions. Could be anything. I wouldn't say anything.
This is what I would do, because you guys are giving a whole big non-answer here. This is what I would do. You know the dates. You know the dates that are in question, where there's going to be some suspicious activity. Just go, like, plan dates with your girlfriend at the house during those same dates. Be there.
Yeah, the 4th.
The 3rd, 4th, and 5th every day. Don't even give them a second to be alone. See what's going on. And then, like, let's say he's gone or he's being suspicious and leaving the house without saying anything. That's when maybe you decide to say something. Easton's got good advice, as he always does.
What do you say, stay out of this. You've only been dating this girl 6 months. Her dad is up to his own thing. Pretend you didn't hear it. That's what I said. It's not your job.
That's bad advice. I'm surprised.
I don't think that's bad advice. I think what's going to happen is going to happen anyway. This man, if he's cheating on his wife, he's not going to stop just because his daughter's bratty new partner has poked their head in. Yeah. So I think it can only cause a problem. It's not really your place to get involved with this. You don't even have all the facts. Like, if you had like seen the man making out with somebody, that'd be a different story. I think you're going to cause a problem if you like mention this or plan a suspicious outing around the same time. I say back off. That's my advice.
I disagree mostly with what you're saying. I think that, don't say anything. Sure, that's fine. But still try to be in the area. Don't say anything to anyone. Don't even let your girlfriend know about anything. And just like try to be in the house on the 3rd, 4th, or 5th, and then make your own decisions from there. Like, let's say it does end up being a guy friend. But I don't know. Like, what if the dad is like trying to push the girlfriend out of the house for those 3 days as well? And the boyfriend gentle nudge to get her back into the house for one of the days is all it takes for them to like walk in and see something maybe that they're not supposed to see. So that's what I would do. I would go maybe I listened to too much True Detective, but like, come on.
Yeah, it's like start a Mary-Kate and Ashley style heist.
Yeah.
The Dean's going for. Anyway, that's your email.
Well, I feel like my advice is the best. So Anonymous, take my advice.
I agree. And
ignore Easton. Specifically Easton. You could take mine, Annalise's, or Jared's, but just don't take Easton's.
We're all on the same page.
Put yourself in the wife's shoes, you know? Like, wouldn't you want someone going the extra mile to find out whether your husband is an infidel or not? I don't know.
I almost feel like if this was me, that I would make a list of like all of the different kind of pros, cons of like, if you do say something and it ruins like a marriage, and then, or if you do say something, it ruins your relationship, like kind of the different ways that you could go about, because I almost am like, I wonder if he could just say something to the dad, because I think for me, well, this is the thing, like for me, if I was walking around like with that, I would always then be a little awkward, like going forward. Like, I think it's going to somehow eat at the relationship regardless. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think if there is something sketchy going on, you're always going to feel like, oh my God, I know that the dad is like, if he is cheating, I know that he's doing something sketch. And like, I got that, you know, in my head, I'm walking around with this secret. Like, is he going to marry this girl like in 2 years and always think this? I don't know. I'm like going far with it, but like, I don't know, make like a little pros and cons list, like think it through, think what you would say if you're gonna say something, and then just like maybe sit on it or stop by the house on the 4th and be like, hey, here's a bottle of wine.
Start a dossier on this man.
Send an anonymous letter, leave it on the doorstep on the 2nd and say, I know what you're up to. Don't do it if you know what's good for you.
I know what you did last summer.
Or and alternate
February
plan,
3rd through
invite 5th. Invite the dad to like a basketball game or something, you know, like something lighthearted on the 4th. And see if he accepts. If he accepts, great. If he doesn't accept, fishy.
Or he might be like, oh, my friend's in town the 3rd to the 5th. And then you're like, there's my answer right there. Bada bing, bada boom.
But to what extent is this friend? I'm just saying there, we need answers. Anonymous, get your answers and then please email us back.
Well, if he's like my friend Carl, I think you have your answer. But also if it's like my friend Annalise, I don't know. You might want to investigate further.
Well, we just hope for the best. I'm sure everything's fine, but you never know until you know. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Big thank you to our two guests, Brianna and Karen. Be sure to check out their new show, Your Mom, My Dad, on HBO Max, streaming now from start to finish. I love it when they just drop all the episodes at once so you can just fly through it without having to wait every single week. Check it out on HBO Max. Thank you to Annalise for guest hosting with us again. You rock. Big thank you to Jared and Easton for reading the email for us. But that's going to do it for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.